Football Friday here on KATE and Afternoons with Aaron. We're going to talk Elbert Lee Tiger football. No football tonight because of MEA Wednesday. Tigers played a couple days ago against Austin. Head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, joins us. And coach, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Good. Just got done with practice, and things are guys are healing up, and it's a good thing.
We'll talk about any kind of an injury report as we have our conversation today. And let's break down the Austin game on Wednesday night. And probably for the first time this season, it felt like football weather. How were things to start on the sidelines? It was windy. It was drizzling. Temperatures were still probably warmer than they usually are for this time of the year. But probably for the first time this season, it felt like we should be playing football.
Yeah, it did. And it was, you know, it's such a beautiful facility and atmosphere, you know, at the Gus. It was really cool to come out there and hear and see the fans. You know, you're playing a rival team, and you know it was just one of those nights you remember.
Absolutely. And again, hats off to the fans that were in that weather to support their Tigers on Wednesday night. And let's break down the game. And in Austin, they had the running attack going in that first half. They were up 35-0 at halftime. Paul, I would say one of the big things in the first half and what Austin did a nice job of taking advantage of was the short field. And, you know, anytime that you give the other team a short field, it makes it tough for your defense.
Yeah, it does, you know, and we took a risk in the second series. We tried to, you know, they had two long drives and only got 7 points out of it, and we tried a hook and ladder, you know, on the edge, and it was there, and we just didn't make the exchange right, and gave them a short field, and then the turnover bug hit us from there on, you know, and it is what it is. We're trying to be aggressive and stay in the game. We were having troubles running the ball inside, and so we're trying to shake it up and get them to loosen up and pin their, you know, so they couldn't pin their ears back and just come after us. And you know, it's one of those things. You know, we didn't execute it like we needed to, and they had a short field, and then we gave them numerous other short fields as well. So it's kind of been that bug that's been biting us all year long, and you know we're hoping yet as we move to Winona that we can keep the ball off the ground and possess it better and continue to execute. We're getting better both offensively and defensively in looking at the film.
Paul Dunn, head coach of our Tigers here on a Football Friday on KATE. 35-0 at halftime. Austin adds a field goal to make it 38-0 in the third quarter. Talk about the touchdown scored by your team attempting a field goal. And the snap is kind of not cleanly handled. And Tanner Kahn, he just takes the football. He was the holder. He runs it in for a touchdown. A very exciting play there in the third quarter.
Yeah, it was, you know, and it's kind of funny. It's the fumble rooski by accident, you know. they were laid out to block the kick, and he was smart enough to, or aware enough to see that happening, picked up the ball, and turned on the jets and got to the corner of the end zone. So it was fun for him. On the flip side, we got to execute that better. You know, we've done it in wet conditions before and not had an issue. And we had two in a row there that we didn't handle right. So, you know, we're back to the drawing board there. But, you know, one of our weapons is our kicker and Alex Palmer. You know, he plays both soccer and football. And, you know, getting that execution better, we need to score points when we get, you know, down inside the 30. And he gives us that dimension And so that's something we will be working on tomorrow morning at practice and all of that as well. So, you know, he just adds a neat dimension to get the ball at or near the goal line every time he kicks it off. So, you know, we've got to do a better job of protecting it, that play, and we've got to do a better job of handling the snap as well.
Austin scored one more, a touchdown and a pick six, a 45-6 the final. Austin 1-7, our Tigers now 0-8. And Paul, let's quickly talk about the Winona Windhawks coming up on Tuesday. They come in with a 3-5 record. Earlier this season, Winona with a 60-21 victory against our Tigers. What do you remember about the first matchup, and what's going to be some keys to defeating Winona on Tuesday?
8 turnovers is what I remember.
Okay.
You know, when you give the ball away like that, you know, it's pretty hard to win. I thought we moved the ball. I think we match up as well with Winona as we do anybody else in the Big Nine. You know, they are bigger than we are, but that's, you know, that's another day that ends in Y. But, you know, it's one of those things that we feel we can compete. You know, and like I said earlier, we need to possess the football and continue to improve our execution and, you know, throw a wrinkle in there, here and there, and try to make something happen and get points on the board.
7 o'clock Tuesday night, Section 1, 4A quarterfinals. Albert Lee, the 6th seed, Winona, the 3 seed. We'll have that game for you right here on Kate. And, Paul, before we let you go, injuries, how's everybody doing? I'm assuming at this time of the season there's probably lots of bumps and bruises. Injury-wise, as of today on this Friday, how are things?
Well, we still have a number of issues with players. You know, in practice this morning, we were a little light on bodies because of various things and bruises and tweaks and such. So, you know, hopefully tomorrow we'll get a better picture of who's going to be ready on Tuesday. And then when we get practice on Monday again, we'll, you know, reevaluate after they've had a day off on Sunday. But I think that, I mean, it's going to affect us. I don't know how much yet. The human body's pretty amazing in it, how it heals itself. And these people are young and in the prime, so they're, you know, what really hurts one day doesn't necessarily hurt as much as next. And maybe they can go, or maybe they're at 80% instead of 100%, you know, that kind of thing. So we've got some decisions to make. But you know, as far as specifics, I'm not going to get into that. But you know, I know it's going to affect us to a certain extent. To what degree, the jury's still out on that. And we're trying to get them as healthy as we can, as quick as we can.
Head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, with us on a Football Friday. Paul, thank you so much for the time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you before the Winona game coming up on Tuesday.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for your support.